Welcome to the World Spire, a realm ruled by a bird-like race known as the Arakakra. The humans, elves, gnomes, and other lower races must cling to the side of the spire, treading carefully lest they fall, but the Arakakra fly freely, overlooking their domain. While the Arakakra are widely beloved by their people, there are those who fear them, and their deadly assassin prince and his followers. There have been stories of a growing rebellion calling themselves the Talons of Deep Sky, and today, one of its members has been brought to stand trial before the people, whether he be dead or alive. Chapter 3, One Little Job, Part 1. All right, I guess might as well just throw ourselves right into it.
Yeah.
Dizzy's ready.
Just a few hours ago, the Arakakran Royal Fortress, and specifically the servants' quarters, were suddenly abuzz with excitement at the news of an upcoming short-notice posthumous confession. Apparently, the prince, Click Safferjay, had managed to take down another Talon of Deep Sky. Lorelei, the royal crier, who was the human face of the Arakakran royal family, the human public face, rather, she observed all this excitement, and she did what she could to pretend that she was excited along with everybody else, all the while dreading to see whoever it was that had been slain by Prince Safferjay. Before long, she was summoned to the Lord High Necromancer's laboratory to receive her script for the big event. She went up to the door and knocked and let herself in, and the Lord High Necromancer said, "One moment," and she looked upon him, and the Lord High Necromancer was a large Arakakran man who had the visage of a bearded vulture.
Ew.
And he looked over his shoulder and he said, "Oh, Lorelei, come on in, my dear." And so she closed the door behind her and stepped in. And as he stood up and stood out of the way, her blood ran cold as she saw who it was that the prince had captured. But she said nothing. The Lord High Necromancer took a step back and looked approvingly at his work. He had been busy putting makeup on the body to make his face really pop to the back of the audience, and had been exaggerating the wound where an arrow still stuck out of the criminal's face. He turns to Lorelei and said, "What do you think? Not bad, eh?" And he picked up the two marionette crosses and made the body move its arms and said, "Look at me! I'm John Drivel! I'm an asshole!" As he looked back at Lorelei, he saw the expression on her face and he put down the crosses and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. I always forget that you're not a big fan of my art." And he put a hand comfortingly on her shoulder and said, "Don't worry. It'll be over before you know it."
Ill, did he wash it first?
Lorelei had no idea whether or not he had washed his head before touching her shoulder. But with that, he gave her shoulder a squeeze and patted it, and then walked out of the room to finish his preparations for the day. Lorelei was perfectly aware that both the Lord High Necromancer and very likely the Assassin Prince himself had no idea who this criminal was. But as she stared into this criminal's eyes, the cold, dead eyes of her brother Zeke stared back at her. The rest of the morning went by in a numb blur, and it wasn't long before she found herself reading off these supposed crimes that this so-called John Drivel had committed to an adoring crowd. After she was done reading her part, Zeke's body came out of the tent and began putting on a disgusting show, and she could not look at him. She watched the audience laughing and jeering at the performance, and wished that she could watch every single one of them burn. And just at that moment, she saw the smoke begin to rise. Within what just felt like moments, the entire scene had erupted into chaos. An Eric Cochran guard ran past her and leapt up into the air, scanning the audience to see if he could see where the flames were coming from. And just go, oh. Oh.
This already happened.
Alright, let's see.
I'm scared. Tinsy's scared.
Tinsy isn't all of this. It's okay.
However, he didn't seem to be able to locate where the flames were coming from. And before long, a flaming arrow found its way out of the audience, hitting the guard in the wing and knocking him down into the crowd below, and another surge of screams came up from the people. Shortly thereafter, she heard from behind and above her, "Lorelei!" And she turned around and saw the Lord High Necromancer flying not too high above her, looking around the scene in horror and confusion. "Lorelei, dear, get to safety!" And he took off himself. But as she had turned to look at the Lord High Necromancer, she could no longer avoid looking towards her brother, and her eyes fell upon him for the first time since that morning. As she held herself, lost in thought, the entire scene around her seemed to disappear, until an armored gnomish woman ran past her towards Zeke's body. And against her better judgment, Lorelei threw herself in front of Zeke and said, "Don't touch him!" Over the din and chaos, Lorelei heard the gnome say something that she had never expected, accusingly asking Lorelei who she was, and, like a knife in her gut, reminding her that she had done nothing to save him. With that, something finally snapped inside of Lorelei, and the wall of secrecy that she had built up around herself over the years finally shattered. She said, "My name is Lorelei Songstrom. I'm Zeke's sister." As she said this, she knew that the gnome couldn't possibly know who Zeke was, but she didn't even care anymore. "You think you can save him? He's already..." But she couldn't finish that sentence.
Tinsy just pushes her aside. Runs over and just pushes her aside. It's like, "Just get out of the way!"
Jesus Christ.
"Who do you think you are?"
Who do you think you are?
And she's wrestling with you at this point.
And I wrestle back, like, I'm trying to help him. If you're actually his sister, you would let me help him.
"How do you think you can help him? He's been shot in the head."
"Well, clearly you're not good enough to help him if you think this is all he needs."
Jesus
what
Christ.
"What the hell? You stay away from me and my brother. Get away from me."
And Dizzy continues to push and fight, because I don't trust this bitch.
Meanwhile... I'm going to kind of start sticking my head out of the tent because I hear what's going on. And I'm a little bit confused about what's happening, but I'm not going to reveal myself just yet.
I don't see you then?
I guess not. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what you're doing. I'm just kind of watching this happen. This is really weird.
Meanwhile, none of you have noticed this, but the Eric Cochran guard, still with a slightly burnt wing, has leapt back up into the air to try and figure out who shot him down.
Oh,
he's scanning the audience.
Fuck me.
Ruh-roh.
All right, so he scans the audience, and his eyes fall upon Zelus and Onyx as the crowd is attempting to push their way away from the two of you.
Fuck me.
And he soars over to you and lands on the ground, drawing his weapons, and says, "Stand down, Talon."
Oh, fuck. Wait. Can I?
Can that be what you said in character?
Oh, fuck. But wait, what like weapons does he have?
He has a very ornate-looking royal spear.
Okay, that's it?
He's got studded leather armor and a shield. It's all very fancy, very royal-looking. And he's got this spear pointed directly at your throat. He is about 2 yards away from you.
He's about 2 yards. Well, I don't want to go with him or be arrested, so I am probably, like, breath weapon. Because, I mean, not much else I can do.
All right. Just Zealous, roll for initiative.
4.
Oh, no. Okay, he rolled 14. All right, so Zealous was 4.
I like how Zealous gets invited because he's just freaking out.
Yeah, you guys haven't noticed what's going on over there yet. Mm-hmm. And I will also roll for Onyx. Okay, so Onyx will be first.
Oh.
Onyx, Onyx. Onyx the cat. Onyx. Who's that? Panther.
Who's that? Panther.
Onyx. Yeah.
How, like, where is Onyx in purport? Like, in...
Onyx is, like, right next to you.
Right next to me? Does he have anything pointed at Onyx or anything?
No, his attention is on you. Because he knows that an arrow hit him, and you still have your bow drawn.
See, I'm so scared something's gonna happen to Onyx, but, like, I would say pounce?
Yeah, so at any time, you are allowed to verbally give commands to Onyx, and then I'll be controlling Onyx's behavior based on what you command her to do.
Then I say pounce.
Okay, perfect.
Say it in Zealous's voice.
Pounce.
a little more growl in there, you know?
Gravelly.
Pounce.
There you go. That's Zealous
the Zealous
voice.
We know.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. I think that this move has to be used from 20 feet away.
Only? Oh, yeah. At least.
Yeah. At least 20 feet away. And I think I said 2 yards.
Yeah.
So
maybe a bite him.
All right. So Onyx is going to roll against his armor. Onyx runs up to the guard and lunges, ready to sink her teeth into the air cochran guard's throat, but the guard reacts just in time, not stabbing at the panther, but managing to block with his spear and throw her over his shoulder.
Okay.
Next up is the air cochran guard. His spear's going to return to pointing to you, and he's going to move forward and try to stab at you.
Okay.
So what's your AC?
My what?
Your air conditioning.
Your armor class, sorry.
My class? Oh, 12. I was like, AC, I'm looking for AC. It's 12.
Okay, so he lunges forward, ready to bury his spear in you, but you sort of, like, do this kind of, like, Matrix-esque dodge backwards and, like, putting one hand on the ground, and the spear just sort of goes over your face.
Oh, fuck yeah!
And as you were doing this, assuming you still want to use your breath weapon, yes. The only thing about this, there's a lot of civilians around you.
Oh, fuck me.
I mean, if you care about hurting them...
I set them on fire already, so...
I mean, that was your prerogative, though. Zealous has to make this choice, too.
I'm sorry.
So this is just to, like, give a little bit of insight into my brain. I'm like, they were all willingly watching this shit go on, like, when it was coming to Zeke. So I'm like, do they really care about human life? Truly?
Tessa, that's what I was thinking. That's exactly the thought process Tinsy had.
One might say, who are you to pass that judgment? But
it's true.
But maybe they're, like, too scared and this is too normal?
Mm-hmm.
True.
Oh, fuck them.
But, so how many civilians are around me at this point right now?
Countless.
Okay. And they're very close?
Yeah, there's maybe a 3 or 4 yard perimeter around you, like a circle that's formed in the crowd to keep distance from this fight that's broken out. But yeah, it's a very small little battlefield and just hundreds of people all around you.
And so how many feet is he away from me now?
He's, like, right next to you, so you'd be able to... Now, the only thing is your bow's currently drawn, but, you know, I would allow you to, like, do a quick, like, draw of one of your weapons, not both.
I would say, like, one of my short swords.
All right, perfect.
I got 8 plus 3, so 11.
11? Okay. Boy, nobody's hitting.
Fuck me. This is the most useless battle.
So as you've done this cool matrix dodge, you sort of push yourself back up off of the ground, and simultaneously unsheathe one of your swords with the same hand, and like go to slash up across him. But you can tell that he's a very well-trained guard because he quickly sidesteps it, spins around, and then has his spear trained on you again. Meanwhile, Feral, as you're watching from the tent, and you're primary focus was on Tinsy wrestling this royal crier woman who you don't really know much about, so you don't know what's going on there, but in the back your attention was drawn by the guards swooping down, and you can just Zealous is quite tall, so you can make out over the crowd that she is currently fighting this guard, and since your attention was drawn in that direction, you actually then have your attention further drawn to just over the buildings off in the distance, and you see several more Eric Cochrane guards flying towards the plaza.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm going to get the two of you and Lorelei to roll initiative as well.
Oh, no.
Can I yell at stuff at Lorelei right now?
Yeah, you can yell at her and she'll yell back, I'm sure.
Okay, I just want to yell at her. We're only trying to help Zeke. You stood there saying all your fancy fucking... Oh, sorry, Tinsy doesn't swear.
do you want to retake that one?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have to swear, but...
Well, I guess she has said
swear. Yeah, definitely true. Flip the bird.
She's trying to be better. She's just trying to be better, okay, guys?
She's a bad thing.
She burns people.
She's like, look, we're trying to help Zeke. You sit there reading off your fancy words about all these supposed crimes, and you expect me to believe you that you're his sister after you just stood there, not even looking at him, looking at what they did to him? You need to back off and let me help.
You need to back off. Do you have any idea what I'm going through? Who are you?
Who are you to say anything when you stood there and just let them do this?
Zeke would have wanted me to.
Really? Really? To stand there like a coward.
Meanwhile, I'm kind of inching my way out of the tent. Guys.
So, Tinsy, you're able to understand this hissing.
Oh, yeah.
So, your attention is drawn by Feral.
Okay. Feral, get Zeke. Get Zeke. We gotta go.
I assume, you're probably just saying this in common tongue since you know that Feral understands this. Lorelei hears you say that, and her attention snaps over to Feral, who's been crawling towards them, and she jumps back and shrieks a little bit. And she's like, what the hell?
What up?
I'm like, okay, look, come with us. We'll figure this out. Just come with us. We need to get Zeke out of here, okay?
Why won't you tell me who you are if this is so important to you?
Look, I'm the little light bearer. We don't have time. I don't know, and I don't know if I can trust you, but we have to get out of here now.
Okay, but question though, I don't have any arms, so how do you want me to grab this guy?
Wrap him. Oh, that's true. You don't have arms. How about I pick him? Can we strap him on you? Is that a thing? Would that be uncomfortable for you? You're
thinking. Lorelai's just looking back and forth between the two of you, just like, what the hell?
Could you like arch your back like a camel and move like that?
Okay, you know what? Can I carry Z? Tinsy buff.
You can at least, like, put his arms around your neck, because Lorelei's just jumped away from the snake, so you have an opportunity to do
that. Can I put him on top of my back and then jump on Feral? She's big!
She is big. That will labor her movement somewhat.
Mm, that's true.
Just as a side before we get too into everything, so it's been, like, a month, maybe more, since we've done this. I can't remember if all of my magic is not useful now because I'm a snake.
Yeah, you don't have access to your magic in this fight. You have to fight like a snake.
Well, fuck.
I'll carry Zeke on my back.
Okay, so he is a lot bigger than you. So, but you put his arms like over your shoulders and start like what direction you're running? I assume back towards the back of the stage.
Yeah, I'm going to go towards Feral.
Towards Feral. All
right. Because she's in the back, right?
And you start going and. Lorelei hesitates, but then she actually does run over and grab his feet and pick them up and help you move the body. Where are we going to take him?
Definitely somewhere away from here.
Makes sense.
Yeah. we'll get through this. Okay, we need to find Zealous.
on that note, you all have rolled initiative.
Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, yes.
I rolled a 19, so 18 plus 1.
Okay.
17.
And we'll assume that between Tintsy and Lorelei, your movement speed is half for each of your turns, but you'll be able to move twice on your turn since you're carrying the body together. So, Tintsy, it is your turn next. There seems to be a relatively clear path. Like, there's nobody else on the stage except for the three, or four of you, including Zeke, at the moment, and you have a fairly clear path to the back of the stage.
Okay. And Zelus doesn't notice us at all?
Like no, Zelus is otherwise occupied at the moment.
Just a little bit.
How far is she again from me?
Zelus? Oh gosh. I think that she's about 200 feet away from the stage.
Way too far for me. Shit.
We done fucked up.
Yeah, because I don't want to walk away from...
I imagine at this point you just want to get out of there.
Yeah. I don't want to leave Zelus though.
Especially since I know the best route since I'm a ranger. Just saying.
I mean, I trust that you would find us. Do I notice any clear path? Like, you said it's fairly clear from the back?
There's, like, the stage is more or less empty. There's, you and Lorelei carrying Zeke, Feral, sort of just right in front of you. I assume she's probably turning to follow. And then there's the small black tent that she just came out of. And then at the very back of the stage, there's seats where the royal family had been watching the event unfold. And then behind that, there's not very many people because most people were watching from the front of the stage. And then just a short ways beyond that, there's like a big statue of an old Eric Cochran king.
Mm-hmm. What's the tallest point on the stage?
The stage is pretty level. Like if you were somehow able to climb to the top of the tent, that would be the tallest one, but you might collapse it.
Mm. How far can I throw my javelin?
Let's see. Javelin, if you throw it less than 30 feet, you'll roll with disadvantage,
okay.
And then you can throw it up to 120 feet.
120. That's still not close enough. Can I set my javelin on fire and then throw it?
You could. I guess... I assume you put your torch away when you started carrying Zeke, though.
Damn it. I want to get Zelus' attention. Okay, alright, so we're gonna just have to go. Do I see, like, a street opening anywhere?
Yeah, so behind the statue of the old Eric Cochran King, you can see some side streets that are narrow and not populated.
Okay, Lorelei, where can we go right now? We just need to find a place to regroup.
Good question. Let's say dead ahead. We'll get into one of the back streets.
Okay, let's go. Let's just get over there.
Right.
Earl, are you going to come with us, or are you gonna grab Zelus?
I don't know what I can do as a snake.
So you can only talk so much during your turn because...
Okay. Then I'll just start heading.
Okay, so you're still having this conversation as you run. Though.
Yeah.
So you start making your way towards the back of the stage.
Yes.
Excellent. So next is Feral's turn. So you can talk a little more now if you want.
I think I'm going to follow them.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I guess I can say this out loud just because Lorelei can't understand me. But I'm going to ask, why are you trusting her? We literally only just met her. What if she's like a really good actress or something? She was on the stage.
Then we'll deal with it when we get somewhere.
Can you understand the snake?
No.
No.
All right. And are we okay to call that Feral's turn since right now you guys aren't in direct combat with anybody?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, meanwhile, Onyx quickly springs back up from the ground where she was thrown down by the Eric Cochran guard, and she's going to lunge again and try to bite the guard's injured wing.
Okay.
Well, that was a 19. Yeah, that's
going to
hit.
Yeah, kitty.
Onyx!
Meow, meow, meow.
I like us. By the way,
oh, I forgot.
You did a good roll.
Yeah, guys.
Congratulations, Tintsy.
Thanks.
So, The guard with his back turned to Onyx doesn't react in time as Onyx lunges forward and snaps her teeth down on the same wing that was hit by the flaming arrow earlier. And let's see how much damage that's going to do.
Gonna have some chickens.
Ooh, it's rolled a 6 on the d6. So that's going to be +2. It's going to do 8 damage.
Yes!
Damn, Onyx!
Okay, next up is Lorelei, who's going to continue running to the back of the stage, and you guys are, like, just almost at the other end of the stage now. And then the other Eric Cochran guards who are approaching are getting very close now, and you can see they're starting to be hanging in the air over top of the crowd, and you see one of them. You can't hear it from here, but one of them is yelling orders to the rest, and they're flying out in all different directions, some of them trying to put out fires, and some of them searching, and it's very likely that they're going to be able to spot Zealous fighting this other guard fairly quickly.
Fuck.
But that's their turn for now. Next up is Zealous.
Okay, so how are we positioned right now? Am I standing? Am I, like, still in my, like, Star Trek-ish move? Am I, like...
So you did sort of, like, a one-handed handspring and tried to slash at him, so you're upright again at this point.
Okay.
That was intentional.
But he hopped back, and he's 10 feet away from you, but that's not so far that you wouldn't be able to try and do another melee attack. And I would allow you to draw another melee weapon and quickly sheath your bow before doing that attack if you wanted to try and do the dual attack.
Yes, I want to do the dual attack.
All right, so roll for your first attack.
And it's the D20.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. Fuck yeah, 12. So 15?
Yeah, +3, so 15. Yeah, that's going to hit. And then can you roll another attack?
Yep. Natural 20. Fuck yeah.
All right. Alright, so both of those attacks are going to hit. Can you roll d6 twice and tell me what each one is?
Yep. One is 4.
Okay.
The other is 5. Fuck yeah.
Perfect. Onyx, who has just latched herself onto this wing, has the guard sufficiently distracted, and he shrieks with pain. And you take this opportunity and lunge forward, quickly drawing your other sword, and laying 2 slashes across his chest, and he staggers back. And the crowd around you shrieks with horror, because it's almost as if the idea of attacking one of these Eric Cochran guards is even more horrifying to them than the fact that a bunch of them are on fire right now.
Priorities. Fuck people.
Right now, in my mind right now, I'm like, I should have just fucking used my breath weapon. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, speaking not to your characters, but to you guys, don't forget that people can be conditioned to think a lot of things. Right after you lay these 2 blows on the Eric Cochran guard, you actually hear an Eric Cochran voice ringing and echoing inside of your head. And it says, "All Talons within the area of Safferjay Plateau, evacuate the area immediately. The Assassin Prince is returning and will be there within a minute."
Wait, is that all of us?
As far as you know, only Zealous heard this.
Also, we don't know what's happening.
And it was inside her head. But at the same time, Laura's eyes go bright, and she says, "Okay, go, go, go. We have to get out of here now, 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 now."
I mean, that's what we're doing.
Oh, fuck.
So next up is Tinsy.
How much damage did it do on the guy?
You did 11 total damage. And he didn't like it one bit.
And we noticed the all the aircrafts.
Like, yeah, at this point, you're able to definitely see that the area is covered, and it's also very likely that one of them is going to spot you soon if they haven't already.
We're still out in the open near the stage.
Yeah, but you're right at the back. You could get off on this turn.
I am going to... I can only do one action, right?
You can move and do one action.
Yeah. Can we get off the stage, and I want to cast Minor Illusion?
Yes. You hop down off of the stage, and you quickly put him down and get out your bit of fleece and start doing the incantation for it.
I want to pass my illusion around us as much as we can.
We get a huddle real close together.
Yeah, and I'm going to make us look like basically just like boxes and stuff. Like just as if we have like just random stuff you would
find
behind. We're
just going to be moving boxes?
No, we're going to just, like, I can't move my illusion, right?
Yeah.
But we can't be out in the open and we're not going to get out there in time, so I'm going to cast it around us.
Yeah, so you're whispering this incantation, rubbing the little piece of felt that's used to power the spell, which dissolves and floats away into the air, and sort of with your other hand, you just, like, reach up and grab Lorelai and pull her down, and the illusion appears around you, and she's able to see through it because she's inside of it, but, like, she's able to see that it's there, like, sort of just, like, this misty interior of a box appearing around you, and she's just like, good thinking.
Thanks. I'm smart.
So, Feral is not currently in these fake boxes. What would you like to do? Do you like to join them?
Can I call her over to, like, wrap the body around us?
You could do that.
I guess I could do that. I was running with you guys anyway.
Yeah. Feral, come here. Just coil around us.
Okay, I do that.
All right. So, Feral.
You do that thing?
I do that thing. So I get all wrappy-wrappy around your body.
Feral quickly slithers the rest of the way off of the stage, and I'm going to roll the guard's perception here.
I'm a slippery snake, slippery snake, slippery snake, slippery snake, slippery snake, slippery
snake. Nobody notices.
Hell yeah.
High five.
Yeah, slippery snake strikes again.
All right, so Onyx is going again. Teeth still latched onto this one wing, guard flailing around. Onyx is going to try and bite the other wing, because why not?
Yeah, true. Exactly.
Onyx is just real pissed at this point.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Onyx, with her claws sort of dug into this guard's shoulders, like, lets go of one wing and tries to bite the other, but the guard manages to react in time and elbows her in the face, knocking her free of him.
No. Fucking guard. I'm gonna kill him.
He doesn't even bother, like, dealing with, like, the whole town. She's like, fuck, kill this guard, I don't care.
Could I even run away? Like, I'm so tall. I'd be so noticeable.
But you have a lifetime of experience in hiding, so you're good at disappearing.
True. Ooh,
sneaky, sneaky lizard.
When is my turn? Is it soon?
You are in a few turns from now, so we'll get there.
God damn
it. Am I there yet? Am I there yet?
Can it be me now?
The Eric Cochrane guard, who Zelus has been fighting, looks up to the sky and sees his fellows, and whistles, except better than that. I can't whistle right now.
Let me try.
Oh, that was much better. There we
go. He whistles in a very impressive manner that your dungeon master is not able to imitate. imagine amazing, very loud bird whistle, I guess.
Oh, like the... There we go.
And he catches the attention of a few more guards who start swooping down in your direction.
Cool.
Oh, no, Zelus.
So next up is Lorelai's turn, and she's just gonna look to Tintsy and be like, the snake is safe, right?
Oh yeah, she's great. Don't worry about it.
Snake gives good hugs.
Yeah.
Whatever your snake said, sure, cool. Okay, what do we do now?
We need to get our friend here.
There's another one of you?
Yeah, she's distracting them for us, not knowingly distracting them for us.
It just kind of happened like that.
The snake said it just kind of happened like that, yeah.
Alright, that's going to be your turn. Lorelai's turn, rather. The guards manage to land, and they are surrounding you at this point.
Me?
Yep.
God damn it, I was hoping it'd be somebody else.
Why didn't she just follow us?
Is it my turn?
No, actually, it is the turn of somebody you haven't seen yet.
What? Oh, fuck me.
What? Friend or foe?
Oh, sweet, natural 20. Okay.
Friend or foe?
Sweet? How dare you?
We're all freaking out.
Oh no, you'll see why I say this in a second. So, as the guards, like, sort of, with a flourish, take out their spears and start pointing them at you, these stone slings suddenly are thrown around a couple of their necks, and they're pulled down to the ground by ropes, and you feel a tug on the back of your collar, and as you turn to look, you just barely see a heel disappearing into the crowd.
What?
Stranger danger?
Now it is Zealous's turn.
What?
Oh, fuck. Okay. See, part of me's like, I need to go with you guys, but part of me's like, who is this person?
Do what Zealous would do.
Yeah, what would Zealous do?
Zealous doesn't know to wait for her teammates at this point. She doesn't know what they're doing.
True. Then I feel like she would follow.
Yeah.
The guy that just helped her.
All right. So as the guards are distracted by this, you manage to push into the crowd. And can I get you to roll stealth?
Yeah.
Does this have like a ridiculous amount of like
20? Plus 3, so 23. So 23.
You're never gonna let us buy you new dice.
No, never. Oh, I'll put them on a shelf, but like I won't use them.
The guards are panicked and try to see what just happened, and you and Onyx manage to slip into the crowd and disappear. So the guards are going to be looking for you, but they have lost track of you at this point.
What the fuck?
I will never worry about Zealous.
Alright. Next up, Tinsy.
At this point, so is there any more air prop on the sky?
Okay, so you look up to the sky, and most of them seem to have been deployed to various tasks around the plaza, but there are still a few on the lookout.
And it's pretty much an open, like, to whatever we need to go. It's pretty open.
Yeah, so if you were to try and escape into the back alleys, you would not... It would be quite easy at this point.
It wouldn't be?
It would be.
It would be. Easy. Okay. Let's do that.
Okay, Lorelai, we need to get into that back alley now. So on my signal, run.
Got it.
Got it? Vera, got it?
What's the signal?
Oh, I'm just gonna scream run. Oh. I feel like that's pretty good, right?
That's pretty, yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. Alright. Should I count? 1, 2, 3, and run? Like, what do you think? I'll just count 1, 2, 3, and run. Okay, alright. 1, 2, 3, run!
Alright, so all of you, and we can count this as Farrell's turn too, since you're next in the turn order anyway.
Okay.
Well, I thought you might get to find the snake a bit more, but.
You don't have to run with me.
I mean,
if you want to do anything else, that's fine.
But the illusion will be gone now, right?
You just won't be obscured by it.
I mean, you can stay in the illusion when I'm gone, but it'd still be there?
No, I'll run.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're going to slither after them?
Yeah, I'll slither away.
Alright.
I love them running as if it's slithering.
Alright, so you guys managed to make it out of the plateau. So I'm going to take you guys...
No checks.
Shut up, Annie!
oh, sorry, no, I was actually going to have you guys roll for stealth.
Do you not realize how bad Dincy is?
Playing D&D!
But I need a success from two of you, including Lorelai.
Lorelai, you got my back, right?
Right, that's fucking cool.
Alright. Oh, shit.
She rolled a natural 20, so...
Sorry.
Okay.
It's a 15 in total.
15
Where's
in total?
My stealth?
Oh, but yeah, you have to roll twice because you have disadvantage.
Oh, right. My apologies.
Do I have disadvantage as well?
No, you
don't. Yeah, fuck. 6.
Okay, so, and what did you roll in?
17 plus 3, 20.
Okay, perfect. Tinsy, without looking, just says, like, 3, 2, 1, go! And, like, Lorelai sort of like puts her head because like she notices that one of the guards is looking right in that direction right at that moment, and she waits just a brief moment until the guard is facing away. She's just like, okay, now go. And as you run once again feral, you're slithering, but like just the tip of your tail, you're like trying to steady Tinsy's armor. Just so much.
I'm just like waddling too, running instead.
I'm trying not to think too much about the logistics of how that would work, but
yeah, well, like the like front half of your body is going and like so you're all going a little slower than you normally would, but you do manage to make it into the alley in time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so I'm going to take you guys out of the turn order for now.
For now. ominous.
Well, I don't know if something will happen to bring you guys back in.
Oh, he doesn't know. He's just the dungeon master, but he doesn't know.
I can't see the future.
Says the dungeon master.
Did you plan this out?
It's so accusatory about their dungeon master.
Alright, so it's Onyx's turn, but she at this point is just following Zealous through the crowd. So next up, the guards, and the one that you shot down isn't able to fly, so he's trying to push his way through the crowds, but the rest leap back up into the air and try to spot you. And can you roll stealth?
I did earlier. Is it the same one, or...?
Now you're doing an opposed roll because they're actively looking for you.
I was really hoping I would be able to stay at my 23.
You'll do it again, it's fine.
20!
So my 23. God!
Yeah, so they don't spot you. You manage to lay low through the crowd, and you actually manage to sort of, like, as you're going, observe where the people who are most distracted are, and you sort of just go past them so that they don't notice you as much, so that they won't make a scene as you pass by, and this seems to be working for you. No, like, nobody in the crowd is drawing attention to your location or Onyx's location either.
Good.
We're gonna have so many complaints about, like,
about
a potential weighted dice situation.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what's happening, okay? I'm, like, rolling it more in my hand. I put a flat surface. What more do you want from me?
We did see her. We did see it live.
Yeah, we did see it. We did.
Yeah, like, yeah, we do have a camera now, so we can see her rolling.
Yeah. do you want me to pan legit in on, like, the roll every time?
That's fine.
Yeah, no, we trust you.
Okay, thank you.
Zealous, as you exit the crowd, you manage to also make it sort of out into a back alley area, and you're scanning around trying to see what you can see, and then suddenly a bag lands over your head.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck me. Why do I make these decisions in life?
And we are now out of initiative.
Oh, no. Oh no!
It was nice knowing you guys.
I don't want to be split up.
Tintsy, Feral, Lorelei, you're in this back alley, and it seems like not too many people are coming down this way. You guys are sort of off, hidden in the shadows at the side of the alley, and every now and then people will run by, and then they start climbing this stairwell that's sort of at the end, because, you know, Saffron J Plateau is only so big, and then the world spire becomes vertical again. And eventually, things seem to calm down. Like, you don't hear any more screaming. Things seem safer. And Lorelei, you notice, is crying quietly to herself at this point.
Aww. Does she need a snake hug?
I translate that.
Lorelei, just, like, without looking, just sort of sniffs and, like, nods her head.
Aww, are you gonna hug her?
I'm really good at hugs now.
So, you wrap yourself around Lorelei, who's just, like, just tears running down her face, and she just sort of, like, wraps her arms around you and squeezes you tight, too.
Tintsy starts crying and jumps on top of them. And tries to hug them both.
Oh, no.
So for a few minutes, she just has a good cry, before she, eventually asks, "So, really, who are you?"
"Well, I'm Tintsy. I'm the little light bearer from the Order of Arcula. Zeke had helped us, and so we've been trying to find his body and at least take him back home or give him a good burial."
"Really? How did you know him?"
"Well, I mean, there was dancing and singing involved. It was a pretty good time."
"He was really bad at it, but wait, don't say that."
I accidentally translated already.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you just sort of instinctively translating as she talks.
Like, "Oh, the snake said that he was bad at it, but we're not supposed to say that."
Lorelei just laughs a little bit, but, like, through her sobs. It's like, "Yeah, he was a bit of a dork."
"He was, but he was really brave."
And then, like, you see sort of like this light come on in her eyes, and it's like, wait, when did he help you?
I don't know what day is it today?
Yeah, literally, I don't know how long it's been.
So, you guys fell from Lookout Peak, and then you were in the jail overnight, and then it is now about half a day later.
Okay, so that's...
So it was just last night.
Like 12-ish hours?
Crazy 24 hours we're in right now. So, probably almost 12 hours ago-ish, kind of.
And then she looks around and leans in and says, you're not the spirits of nature, are you?
Dizzy just giggles, spirit of nature, woo! And she starts dancing around. Yep, that's us.
So Zeke's final mission was a success? The Druid Circle is safe?
I don't know.
We're trying to get there.
Wait, they haven't been warned yet?
No, it all happened really quickly. We've been trying to find our way back.
I couldn't get a message out.
What? Translate all of that.
Okay, we'll assume you're just translating.
Yeah.
And she thinks that, like, her eyes are darting around for a minute. She's just like, I swear, no matter what, I will make sure that Zeke's final mission was a success. Please, let me help you get back.
I look over at Feral.
I don't see any other choices right now.
Alright. But before that, what do you mean mission?
And then she takes a deep breath and lets it out slowly. And she grabs a necklace that's around
her. Oh, sorry, I'll move. Excuse me, sorry. I'll just get out of the way. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, she sort of like pets the snake a little bit as it unwinds. Then she pulls the necklace out, and you see a talon necklace just like the one that you saw in Deputy Lear's jail earlier this morning. She says, I'm a talon of Deep Sky. For the last few years, I've been a double agent living in the Royal Arakocran Fortress, and I've been acting as their public face, but this is... allowed me to get a lot of information, but that might be up in smoke now. If I can do anything for the Talons, it's going to be to help finish his mission. His mission was to make sure that this message got delivered to you and that the Druids were saved.
Tinsy's mouth just drops open. Whoa. All right. Feral, what do we do now?
We gotta get home.
Okay. Where do we go now, Lorelai?
And before she can answer, on all sides around you, you start hearing snapping fingers.
Oh, is this actually happening right now? What is and then, happening right
oh,
now?
Oh, God, no.
From the shadows... You see...
I'm sorry, is this a joke? Is this like a ha-ha, like a gaggity bit, or...
Tinsy just puts her hand in her face, goes, oh, God.
Tinsy knows exactly what this is.
Oh my God, Tinsy, is it at your birthday?
No.
From the shadows, you see about 10 gnomish figures come out, snapping their fingers on all sides. Thank you.
Hello, this is Clément, your dungeon master on our adventure through the World Spire. Thank you so much for joining us as we embark onto another chapter of our adventure. And if you are looking to spend a little more time with us, we have a little bit of a holiday celebration going on over on our other podcast this week. If you join us on SLT Ship Pod on Wednesday, you can hear us talking about the Krampus, and we're going to be exchanging gifts and talking lots of other nice holiday stuff. So if you're looking to join us for a little more, you can't get quite enough of us this holiday season, you can find us at sltshippod.com, and there's links to all the different places where you can hear us there. And yeah, so I hope we'll see you over there. And with that, we will see you next week for the exciting continuation. What happens after the gnomes have surrounded them? Find out next time. Okay, bye.